from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. It is an open line Thursday. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are officially wide open at 800-636-1067. That is how you reach out to us.
All right.
Contact us.
Let's go to Frances. She's been on hold for a while. She's calling from Brunswick. Where's Brunswick, Cakes? Is that in Virginia?
Brunswick, Maryland?
I think it's Maryland, but I don't know where it is on the map.
Isn't Brunswick up like north of Frederick?
I can tell you. I can look it up.
Oh, that might make sense. Hey, Frances.
You're right now talking about me. Hello.
Hey.
Frances, where's Brunswick?
Brunswick, Maryland is about 30 minutes down from Frederick, Maryland.
Down from Frederick.
Oh, so south
before
of Frederick.
You get to Frederick.
Yes.
Past Germantown.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Not a lot going on in Brunswick.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Frances?
I work at an Amazon warehouse in Clearbrook, Virginia.
Damn.
All right, that's quite a hike.
Slinging packages.
And what do you do? What do you do in the warehouse?
Well, usually I start out as a packer. I've been there for 6 years, but last year I was cross-trained to do floor stow, which is where I could stow items, but I didn't need to drive a pit truck because I work at a non-sort building.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Do you get Amazon stocks as part of your package?
Oh, no, I don't think they treat their employees very well.
I'm just asking. I mean,
aren't Amazon employees notoriously, like, unhappy with their
underpaid?
Treatment? Yeah.
Sometimes, especially now since they have to stop doing the whole thing. They had to have the minimum wage be around $20 an hour.
Right. Right. So what are you calling in for, Frances?
Well, my mom had heard your earlier talk about what was going on with how you were doing your airport routines. And when
right.
she heard that Bishop was planning on flying to Nashville, she made a comment that it was much easier to
drive
there from Washington, D.C. than just flying.
But isn't it like 8 or 9 hours? It's actually a long drive to Nashville.
Well, it is, but my mom likes the fact that sometimes if you can find a nice motel, then you can be able to have two days driving.
You split up the
trip. Well, no, but here's the problem.
Then it takes forever.
We stay at a motel.
Francis from Brunswick, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Is it's a holiday weekend. It's not a week-long trip, so I don't have that much time.
You could gobble up his whole trip.
Yeah, I'm going down there on a Friday, and I'm coming back on a Monday.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot more sense because what my mom would do is she would make that a whole week weekend.
Yeah,
right.
Well, if I could, I would, but
Frances,
not.
Frances, what's your dating status? Like, do you live with your
always,
mom?
He always goes
no,
there.
No, I'm going to find out her deal. Do you live with your mom?
Yes, I live with my mom and my dad and my brother and my sister, but I own my house.
Oh, all right. How old are you, Frances?
I'm 33 years old.
33. Oh, okay. All right. Do you have a significant other?
No, I'm single, and I don't know what my sexual orientation is because I used to identify as straight, but because of a lot of other stuff going around and all the changes, I don't know if I may be more sexually oriented fluid since I've never been flirted with.
Since you've never been flirted with?
At least I've never been able to tell if I've been flirted with.
I'm sensing a dating game in her future.
Oh my.
Right over there.
Oh.
Where'd you go to? Hold on. I got to buckle up for this one. Where'd you go to high school, Francis?
I went to Brunswick, Maryland. So all of my education has been close to home, except for when I had to go to SU for college after I did 2 years at Frederick Community College.
What is SU?
Salisbury University.
Yes, Salisbury University.
And no guys flirted with you at Salisbury?
Guy hit on you at Secrets?
Nobody?
I basically hung out with people that were nice to me, and I thought they were nice friends, but I never saw the potential of anybody tried flirting with me. I mean, one time I saw a roommate who had decorated their doors with a lot of condoms, and post-it notes, and I wrote on their nice size, and when I wrote down my room name, they wrote back asking if I was doable to, if the size was doable to F, and because I didn't know how to answer, I basically had no flirting game.
Hey, Mike, hold on. Mike, will you throw this lady a bone? You got a girlfriend or anything right now, Mike?
No,
what's your deal?
I'm sorry.
Come on, she needs a little
it's
experience.
Out of this age range.
She's
too old.
You don't
want to
date an experienced woman?
No, I'm good.
Hey,
I'm good.
You know what you should do, Eric, is since she's never been flirted with, you should flirt with her.
No, I'm not flirting with her.
How? To get in trouble.
Francis, have you ever left the borders of the state of Maryland in your 33 years?
Are you talking about state-wise or the country in general?
Well, remember, she goes to Virginia.
She works in Virginia, so.
Okay. I've already forgotten that five minutes ago.
Hey, you know what we need is we need that dude to call back who had three wives.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Richmond.
Ron in Richmond.
Yeah,
I don't
Ron.
Know how it's gonna work.
Who's a ladies' man to flirt with her.
Right.
I mean,
Ron, if you're listening, call back.
He is like 30 years or senior.
Someone spit some game at Francis.
He is 67, though, Francis.
She won't care. She just needs someone to
flirt
with
her. She just needs something.
Francis, what celebrity do you most look like?
That one's a hard one, but I guess you could say that I have the body of Melissa McCarthy before she lost weight and the face of
Melissa McCarthy.
Well, I don't know if my face is like Melissa McCarthy, but I would say probably the closest would probably be Rebel Wilson.
Rebel, Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect.
Fat Amy.
All right, so you're a woman of larger carriage.
So you're a
heavy woman.
Heavier girl.
Yes, I used to be 269 pounds, but now I'm around 203 pounds.
All right, you're heading right. That's good.
I'm telling you, we got a lot of guys that date girls that are 203.
She's losing weight like drab.
Yeah. You're fading away.
Hold on. 203 is not that big. There's plenty of guys out there. Plenty of guys.
I'm 5'1". I'm still, according to science.
Like if she's Wemby size.
She's a beach ball, bro.
All right. But there's still a lot of guys. I'm telling you, man, I see guys that they date larger women. They don't care.
Some guys don't. You're
Francis,
right.
Francis, can I say this? This is their producer, Drab. I have caller ID, so I know your first and last name.
So you looked her up?
I just looked you up. You're a pretty gal.
Let me see.
You could definitely have a man.
Let me see.
A woman. She doesn't know what she wants.
What's that?
I said, are you looking at my Facebook picture?
No, I'm on your LinkedIn.
Oh, yes. That one is probably a similar one. I can't remember if I changed that or not.
Sausage LinkedIn.
Let me see.
I'll send it to you. I mean, get on your DM.
Sausage LinkedIn.
Yeah, I mean,
this is like.
She's not fugly.
It's like AWOD's level. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and Mar's a little bit better looking than A1.
Yeah,
Mar, why don't you throw her a bone? Come on, Mar.
Mar, spit some game at her. Spit some game.
So, Mar, you wouldn't be like a male gigolo?
No, I don't think so. Wait, gigolo, by that, do you mean like going after an older woman?
Like a male escort.
Like a male escort.
Oh, hell no.
Why not? What if she pays you?
That's the whole gist of the Amazon paycheck?
Yeah. All right. Hey. Francis, no disrespect, but you know you need to get knocked the first one out. Would you pay?
That one's a hard one to determine. I think I judge more by personality than by looks.
Right. All right, hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, she's not superficially B.
All right, hold on. Let me see. LinkedIn, Francis.
You got the last name?
You know what? Because I don't have a LinkedIn. It's not working. Oh, you just screenshot it and send it to me. I don't have a LinkedIn because I don't need a LinkedIn because I work in radio.
Yeah, we don't need.
I don't need any contacts.
I haven't had a resume in 25 years.
Yeah, I mean.
This is my resume.
Yeah.
What we're doing right here.
This is it. Jason. I guarantee you. Hold on. Do you have any full body shots?
This is the head shot there. That one.
Can you tell? Is it one of those, like, if you're like a swiper and you think that she's hot, but then you when you see her at the date, you know, like a Tinder thing, like you think she's hot because the face looks hot.
You're good from far, but far from good.
Yeah, then he shows up and you're shocked. Or does the face look like 201, 5'1"?
No, you can't really tell based on the face.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't really tell.
No.
It could all be in the hips.
Sure.
Right.
Francis, what would a good date?
Oh, yeah, she's attractive enough.
Definitely shouldn't be a virgin.
Right. We could do a makeover with her. Get rid of those glasses.
Get her a new haircut.
New haircut?
Some makeup?
Yeah, get her some Lululemons. Yeah. Some extra large Lululemons.
Sure.
Francis.
Transform her.
Would you do that, Francis?
Well, unfortunately, I made a policy that if I ever did start dating, I would go to the first date without makeup.
Why?
I mean, that's your
that
problem.
Way I know, that way I know that if someone likes how my face looks like, then they see how I look with
makeup
on. You're
giving them a realistic preview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the real deal.
I think.
Yes.
All right.
The only thing I would do different would be depending on if I was going on a date on a Friday, they would at least see me with my face stuff on because I do a shower only on a week, and I also do my face stuff at the same time. So basically the whole face wash, clarifying lotion, and then moisturizing lotion.
Hold on.
What were you saying about the shower?
You take one shower
per
week?
I only do it a week.
You only do one shower per week?
Yes.
Why is that?
Yeah, why is that?
It saves time for me. Plus, I don't have the same
she's a busy gal.
With my body.
Also reduces your water bill.
But Francis, don't you sweat and get dirty at work?
Yeah, though.
I do, but because I have lighter skin and I'm like my dad, that I don't really smell as bad when I sweat.
Okay.
As bad. But once you get that stink on you...
But you can't really smell yourself when you're sweating.
It's Thursday. We're 6 days out from her last bath.
She's probably pretty ripe right now,
huh? Yeah.
I think that could be a deal breaker for a lot of guys. In fact, she takes one shower per week.
Right. I think if you upped your shower game, you might be a little more successful.
A lot of guys are gross and smelly, but I don't think most guys take just one shower per week.
No. No.
And it's not just under the arms that'll sweat and smell.
I know where you're going.
Francis.
I know where you're going.
Yeah.
Francis, you got to think about that.
A lot of crevices.
Yeah, a lot of crevices.
Francis?
As I basically said, I know that I have some issues, but basically when you have to deal with the fact that I work 10 hours a day and then have to work again tomorrow, it's not very realistic for me to feel like I gotta get clean when I know I'm gonna get technically dirty in a dusty warehouse.
All right, hold on. What are you saying, Drab? Just tell me what you're saying.
Lock her in and go to Andrew. He's got advice for her.
All right, I locked her in and go to Andrew. All right. Andrew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Hey, look, I've called y'all before. Look, I'm almost 52 years old. I've had a lot of bad relationships. I'm not going to lie about it.
Right.
Francine, darling, all relationships start on a superficial level.
That is
true. I do not care what anybody says. You have to have some kind of attraction to whoever you're going out with. Now,
right.
At the end of the day, if that emotional attraction starts to fade, so will the physical. And like I said, I've had a lot of bad relationships, but I've never kind of felt like, you know what, I might swing to the other side to see how that goes.
Right.
Not going to happen.
I'm with you. I think she's just a little confused and lost. That's why she's saying that.
But I do want to tell her this, okay?
Yeah.
That you are who you are.
Right.
Okay? And God doesn't make any mistakes.
Right.
And the right person's going to come along. You just got to continue to be positive.
Wrong.
Continue to love yourself.
Just be yourself.
Trust me, I've seen
be yourself.
I've seen way less attractive
way
people,
grosser people.
Together with each other. Right, you know, like she's not.
All right, she's got to up the shower game, though, bro.
She's got to up the shower game.
I mean, I'm sorry.
And I think what, Francis, I think
she's not going to get any dates if she's showering once a week.
She's got to up her shower game. And also, I think what he's saying is, I know what she's saying. She's saying, oh, I just want them to love me for who I am. But if the first attraction has to be a spark. So you gotta up your game as much as you can at first, and then if you want to dial it down once you get to know the guy, that's fine. You know what I mean, Francis?
Oh, it's hard for me to tell. I know that some people, especially on TV shows, like to say that you're trying to show your best person when that's really not the whole thing. And my mom's right now coaching me about something about tree ringworms, but I don't know what she's referring to.
Oh, because Valdez has ringworm.
Yeah.
He's going to infect.
We're simpatico.
He's going to infect the whole studio soon. Yeah,
the guys have
turn your radio down or TV.
All right, so the mom just has all kinds of comments on the show. I guess so. She's got
a super.
She does
P1.
Love you guys. She loves your personality, especially.
Who's
when
our favorite?
Like
how old is your mom?
We do have a lot of personality.
Is your mom in her 60s?
Yes, she's 68, and she's still married to my father. I mean, she's 67. My dad, I'm married to my dad, who is also 68, and he's just right now sitting down as well.
Let's go to. Can we go to James?
Yeah. Well, hold on.
We're gonna go to James.
I got Valdez in my ear. All right, let's go to James. James, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, folks? Good morning.
Hey, James.
Hey, yeah, man, this is like the best segment ever. I mean, I understand, like, there's so many holes why I understand nobody has asked for further, but I mean, it's a situation where this is like the best segment in the world. Like, yes, I mean, you guys are.
Would
here
you,
for the
James,
community.
Are you single?
It takes all kinds, man.
James, what's your deal? Would you throw her a bone? Would you go out on a date with her?
I was just saying, not me. No, I'm in a committed relationship. I'm off the table. Hey, but, you know what I'm saying? I know my partners. You know what I'm saying? I got friends who would definitely take the chance of just flirting, just to flirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Super dope, especially
right, would your friend,
she has a
do
kind
you have
heart
friends?
Like that. Like, she
James,
has a lot of positive qualities out there that I can see my buddies, like, really, you know, tough for the walk, you know, tough
James.
For a lot, you know,
James.
Somebody to get to know.
James.
Somebody to get to know, yeah.
James.
Absolutely.
James.
Oh, my God.
James. James, are
God,
you
I
listening?
I love radio.
James, are you listening?
Yes. I'm listening.
Do you have guys that would date a woman that's a little shorter in stature, but a little larger, like 200 pounds? But she's got a cute face. Like she's not an unattractive person.
So the part that I would say that I would mention that I would let them know all that. The part that we could up the game part with the once a week part,
the like, shower part.
That's the biggest
game changer than her size?
Yeah, exactly.
Size isn't the problem.
Yeah,
size is not the problem at all.
Yeah, it's the
hygiene. The problem at all. I mean, she said she wanted to go on a date with her makeup. That was a quality answer. Like, no makeup? Like, yes, absolutely. That's perfect.
You got no problem with that?
Yeah. Does James have?
No, you know what I'm saying? There's no problem with that. That's
does James
perfect.
Have a pickup line?
James, do you have
you know
a pickup line?
Yeah.
No. Whoa, I haven't had one of those. In,
yeah.
He's way out of the game.
10 years. So I'm out of the game. Yeah, I can't do that.
Right.
Yeah, but,
all right.
Yeah, but,
all right. Thank you, James.
But I know, but I got fellas who would.
James is the anti Sean Foster. Well, Sean Foster should have hired you for
Media. By the way, we're going to play that coming up in last segment.
What was Brett's? What's up with them drawers? Right? Didn't you always say that?
I don't remember. That sounds familiar.
What kind of clothes do you normally wear, Francis? You wear like jeans?
Yes, usually I'm usually casual. Mostly I'd be wearing jeans or shorts, depending on how hot or cold the weather is.
Right.
I mean, just
and I haven't bought any new clothes since I've been losing inches because of how I've been having to pay off a lot of other loans.
So how are you losing the weight? Are you just eating less? Are you exercising? What are your combinations?
Sounds like it's stress.
You're slinging big-ass boxes in the warehouse.
It's mostly a combination because I started seeing a dietitian back in 2022, and I'm still having follow-up visits with them. So I'm trying to do a combination of eating less meat.
What about the gym?
Mostly I just do chair workouts by Donovan Green. And sometimes when it's a nice day,
I'm doing
a
chair workout right now.
What was that?
What were you going to say, Drev?
PEI office furniture.
Why don't we play a dating game with her? Bring three guys in. Let her ask the questions, and her pick the guy, her suitor that most interests her.
I love it.
She'll be behind a partition.
Oh, so they won't see her.
They won't see her. She won't see them.
Okay.
Because she doesn't want to be judged on looks.
She's about personality too.
Yeah, guys and girls.
That's fine.
What's the game? What's this, the game they did on Fox, the show they had where they were like behind a curtain or they didn't know? Remember they were wearing masks or whatever?
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like similar. That. It's similar.
Similar vibe. Would you do that? Like
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Would you do something like that, Francis?
That is the hard part. Well, the one thing I do like the fact that I would like to get to know a person's personality. Right. But at the same time, I don't know if my eyes will be fooled by or look past the actual look. I've seen a lot of people at work, and sometimes I feel nothing. But that's mostly because how I basically have learned was that if I wanted to have personal boundaries, if I treat someone like a coworker, then that means I am all professional, but I will talk about personal stuff, but I won't flirt with them.
She's had a very strict upbringing. I get the sense she's had a very strict. Let me ask you, this is a critical question, and I don't mean this any other. I know we got to go break. I'm just going to ask you, are you a racist person? Will you
date a black guy?
Will you date any type of person?
Well, if you want me to be specific.
Do you have a preference?
That would be yes. I would date a black person. I would date a Korean. I would date a Japanese. I would even date someone who was Punjabi, whether they were Hindu or Muslim. I'd even date an Aborigine or a Native American.
She's all over the place.
You would date a headhunter?
We gotta get you in here.
Hey, we got a wild one.
I know.
All right, but I'm sorry. She's got to shower before she comes.
But an Aborigine
Aborigines are stopper.
This is a show stopper.
All right, we'll continue an open line Thursday.
Francis, stay on hold, okay? Don't go anywhere.
And we'll also get into EB's.
If you're interested, call in.
We'll also get into EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
What about an albino?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This portion of The Junk's brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. It is an Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. That is the phone number.
We still have Francis on the line.
Hey, you know how many people are DMing me for her picture?
I know. Well, do you want to ask her if we have permission to put her picture out?
Maybe. I don't know if she would like.
You think that would just be too, could be open up a can of worms?
Yeah,
can of worms.
I wouldn't do that.
She's too innocent.
Theater of the mind.
She's too innocent, too.
Yeah. She would say yes. She may not know what she's getting into.
Yeah, right. All right, so Francis can stay on hold. If anybody wants to call, maybe you want to ask
some game.
A few questions.
Practice your flirting game.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely has a partner out there.
Hey,
there's no question about it.
We can play flirting or hurting.
Flirt or hurt.
Flirt or hurt.
Listen, 201, that ain't that bad. Like, no, relative.
No, well, especially if it's going down.
Yeah, it's going. It's trending. She's trending. Trending in the right direction. By the time you might be getting her on the come, you know what I mean? You're getting her.
Well, I bet.
Yeah. you're recruiting, you know?
I mean,
I've got a nutritionist.
I've seen all our guy listeners. Yeah. There's plenty of listeners
out
there.
Are you telling me Chef wouldn't date her?
Of course he would.
I don't know what Chef would do with her.
Oh, like, yeah.
Chef I can only imagine.
He could teach her the ropes.
I mean, she would be watching a lot of dirt.
Whatever the cliche
is. A lot of spicy videos.
You think some of those Manassas boys wouldn't knock this out?
Yeah. I know they would.
Yeah.
Somebody said he lives in Frederick. Somebody said he lives in Frederick and he knows Brunswick. He said that was the most Brunswick call ever.
So do people in Frederick? They look down.
Yeah. Frederick people.
They look down on Brunswick. Yes.
Frederick is like downtown Chicago compared to Brunswick.
That makes me chuckle.
Oh, we had a guy who was going to read a poem. What happened to him?
Oh,
well, thankfully he dropped off.
What about the guy that's been on for 50 minutes? The other guy.
Who was that?
Ken. Oh,
that's a do not answer.
Really? Why? It's somebody calls all the time.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to expand on it.
Do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
Why don't you just hang up on it?
Hey, what's up? Who is this? Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, Kenny?
What's up, baby?
What's up, Kenny?
How you guys doing?
Oh, this is the guy.
Open line Thursday.
This is the guy that calls him with the songs or whatever. What's his name?
I love y'all. Yeah, I love y'all. Hey, listen. Yes, sir. I got the country songs right here playing now. You can call, you can tell us. But at the end of the day, the lady, I can help her out.
Oh, all right.
I can help her out. But listen. Smoking some good Cali booze. Sitting here partying and drinking some beers and saying, dang, it sure feels good to be here in the good old U.S. of A.
This is our audience.
This is what we
This is our audience.
These are our people.
Francis and this people. Guy.
That's Blink.
That's Blink.
Yeah.
So Blink calls in all the time. Blink said he could. What would be wrong with Blink dating her? She might like music. Let me hold on.
I got enough Blink in my life.
Hold on.
Yeah, you need less Blink. Yeah.
What is Blink's deal? Does he go to like Skins games and stuff?
No, he's a busker.
Oh, he is.
Like a pro. Like he puts the guitar case out. People throw money, the whole nine.
Really?
Okay.
Well, maybe not guitar.
But he must have a house or something.
I have no idea.
All right, now I'm curious about Blink. Blink!
I'm struggling with this one, guys.
Hey,
what's your name?
Hey, man, where do you live?
Now I'm living in Suitland.
Suitland,
okay.
But guess what, though?
What?
This new country song is taking me all over the world. I'm telling you. And also the Commander song, too. But I got a lot of business stuff going on. I love y'all so much.
Yeah.
I have my cancer stuff going on, but I'm pretty much beat that. But guess what?
Oh, no. At the end of the day, what kind of cancer did you have?
No, hey, listen.
This is why we don't pick up your calls.
All right, so hold on. How does he pay his bills?
I don't know.
Hey, Blink, how do you pay your bills? How do you pay your bills?
Hey, man, I love y'all so much, man. I apologize. I said the hit. I love y'all anyway. I'll see y'all in a minute. But listen, this new country song, man.
All right. See, some guys.
He doesn't listen. He just promotes.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't have a conversation.
Yeah,
with
he's them. Just a steamroller.
Yeah.
He has his agenda and he's going to get to it.
Wild, dude.
That's just typical of
Hack Brian.
Yeah. All right,
hey, the guy with the poem is back.
Let's go to Dan. Dan's calling because he's got a poem. We got Francis, who's thinking about he's fluid, gender fluid.
Yeah.
We got Blink, who doesn't listen.
Mm-hmm. And Dan,
that's
Dan,
a country song.
He's the next. Is it Robert Frost?
He writes poetry in 2024. Dan.
I love you guys, man. I listen every day.
Do you have a significant other? Are you interested in Francis?
Unfortunately, I'm unhappily married.
Well, I hope she takes a shower every day, though.
Yeah, does your wife at least shower?
Hey, this is a wild show today.
Yeah, it is. Does your wife shower?
Maybe every other day.
Every other day? Is your wife stinky? Is she a little bit stinky?
No, she's not stinky.
Why are you unhappily married?
She doesn't give me any affection.
She don't give you any loving?
Nope.
Why? Maybe you're not keeping your end of the bargain up. Maybe you're not money.
Oh, no, I'm ready to go look elsewhere. But anyway.
Oh, jeez. How long y'all been married, Dan?
17 years.
How many kids y'all got?
None together.
None
She's
together?
She's got kids from a previous marriage. They're grown up.
She has no interest. She has no interest in you.
No, it really sounds
mutual.
When was the last time?
We're too old for that. Well, I'm not too old. So.
Right. When was the last time?
10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You're watching a lot of adult content, aren't you?
Exactly. You got it.
I mean, what else? I mean, yeah, he's a guy.
Anyway, real quick.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I played ball, I was spraying hits like Cal. I called into the show in 2012. Valdez said, don't say Dan the man, okay, pal? In 2017, I sang my national song in Grant and Danny's studio with Keith Elgin on guitar. It was a show.
Thank you. It went on too long.
Man, how did it get to that point?
To call that a poem is an insult to real poems.
Your mom would be offended.
It was a poem about how much he loved 106.7 The Fan.
I apologize.
You wanted to hear more?
I mean, it was
Valdez is the one that hung up on it, not me.
Don't be mad at me.
Normally it's me.
You know, Valdez, you're a hero.
Thank you.
You're the hero of the show, the hero of the day.
You know what?
Call back into Grant and Danny. They'll put you on.
Hey, what's up? Open Line Thursday. Who's this?
Paul.
I don't care. I'm just going to people now. Hey.
On screen calls.
Hello, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's your deal?
You also got the girl on the line?
Oh, yeah. You interested?
You ready to spit game?
I'm not. No, absolutely not interested, but... She needs to hear a few things.
Oh, you got some advice?
You have life advice?
Like what?
Yeah. She's using 10-hour work days as an excuse to shower once a week.
Yeah, right. I know.
It's so many people that work 10+ hours, way more than that, and shower more than that. They shower daily or more than once a day.
Yeah.
Any guy that's really trying to deal with a woman, they don't want a woman that smells like.
Yeah, let me hold on. I
agree.
I think you have some good advice.
I agree.
Hold on. Francis.
Yep.
All right, here you go. Here's my man. What's your name, buddy?
Noah.
Noah's got some others. Go ahead. Tell her what you think.
Yeah, Francis, you got a lot of mindset things that you're stuck on, but you have an idea that you want to be with someone. So you're going to have to compromise in certain aspects, not to make yourself worse, but to make yourself better. You're used to doing the same things, but you already said you haven't been with anybody.
Right. He's actually giving you good advice, and I think he's being nice.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be rude about it, but I'm just telling you, if you don't even know how to comprehend if someone's flirting with you, you're not making it any easier for someone to want to flirt with you, because I'm sure you don't put yourself out there. You say you work all the time.
Right.
You don't even have enough time to shower. So, you know, you're not going to different places. You're real family oriented, so you're dealing with your family.
Right. Which is
so
a good
thing.
You
gotta decide if you want to be with someone or you don't, because the way you're moving and the way you're living, you're not gonna just be with someone on a regular basis.
I like that you're giving your opinion, and you are right about that. I am, since I am on the autism spectrum disorder, my brain does have the mindset of wanting to have a routine, so it is hard for me to compromise with someone to see if they would be able to go with my flow or if I'm able to go with theirs.
It's another layer of the onion that we just got here.
And like the guy
just took
just
a lot of lead out of my pencil right there.
Like the guys are saying, there are men, based off how you sound and they're saying you look physically, that's not going to be the drawback. But when they see you and you got all these things that you're not willing to bend or fold about,
right?
Like the shower thing or, you know, a lot of guys are going to go off the convenience thing. Not to say that you got to be easy or whatever, but if you're only a little bit accessible, and then the bathing thing and all this stuff, guys are like instant gratification anyway. We get bored or it takes too long, we're going to move on to something else.
Right.
This is a wise man right here.
This guy's wise.
Savvy on screen call.
Wise beyond his years.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Noah, what do you do for a living?
I actually, I deal with like utility locating and stuff like that, like construction. I basically find...
The smartest construction guy in history.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well,
so zen.
I,
I've done a lot. I've done a lot of.
You've had a lot of experience with women, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But
how many kids you got?
Never dealt with.
How many kids?
One thing I never dealt with was a woman who didn't bathe on a regular basis.
I know.
Everyone's flummoxed by that one thing. Yes, yeah. Everyone's
cleanliness is major.
Noah, how many kids you got?
I got one.
One, boy or girl?
No, he's a boy.
Boy, you see him? You live with him?
Oh yeah, yeah, hell yeah, yeah. He's with me.
All right, good. All right, just checking.
All right.
No problem.
Are you?
Y'all just?
Yeah.
I was listening to you guys, and I honestly couldn't believe that's what was going on with women out here, because I'm not originally from out here.
She's kind of a one of a kind.
Where are you from originally, Noah?
I'm from Memphis originally.
Memphis, yeah.
Very nice. Go Grizz.
No, Memphis, that's my guy. Street Outlaws.
But there's a lot KJ of guys where I'm from who would talk to her. But like off her size, that would not be the issue. It's going to be the other stuff.
If she would change up her shower, her grooming routine, that shit's going to go a long ways.
Yeah, because there's a million people, like you said, guys that aren't the cleanest, but they work 10, 12-hour days. They're going to take a shower. They're going to be looking at her like, when's the last time that you went to the bathroom to take a shower? Because, geez.
Right.
Can you imagine how bad her bed smells?
Oh, come on.
Man, I can only imagine how bad a lot of things
smell. Yeah.
All right, Noah,
thank you. God
appreciate
bless you, man.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
All right, man. Appreciate you. What a smart guy, Cakes.
This has been a wild Open Line Thursday. That's all I can say. 800-636-1067 with the Junks. We'll be right back. Still working on a poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made super smooth, love throughout the DMV. We will post it a bit later. But enjoy yourself a Scotty's Vodka cocktail later tonight.
One of our newest sponsors, you know, we obviously love to play golf. And we love all the cool golf attire that we've gotten over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But one of our newest sponsors is a company owned by our buddy Rhett Butler. And Rhett Butler was in our poker tournaments.
Yes, that's correct.
Like pretty much every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved to Alabama. He started a company called William & Harry. Remember, I've given Cakes a little jab on the William & Harry, how they make good golf shoes.
Yeah, that's correct.
He really didn't know what I was talking about. Well, it's because the name of the company is William & Harry.
That's right.
WilliamandHarry.com. And they send us some golf shoes. Thank you very much, Rhett. Mm-hmm. And this hat. I love it. The golf shoes are made of deer skin with gel inserts, raised arch inside the shoes. They're very comfortable. And again, you can learn more at WilliamandHarry.com. But they are the newest golf sponsor that we have, and they sent us golf shoes and belts and hats.
I didn't get a belt. I think you're the only one got a belt.
Oh, maybe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm bitter about that.
But
it's nice to get a belt.
But thank you very much, Rhett, and we love the colors, love the shoes. They're very comfortable.
I'm very jelly of Rhett Butler's Hendon Mob rankings.
Oh, really? Does he have some big scores?
Well, he had 3.2 million in the main event, in the WSOP main event back in the day.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
He did well.
Has he any scores lately?
I don't know if he plays.
The latest one I see listed here is from 2022.
Okay. Yeah.
The big one's from 2006, where he finished fifth for $3.2 million.
Right.
It's pretty good.
All right, we've got just a little time left. Let's see. Let's go to Matt in Minnesota. Matt, what's up, buddy? Matt?
How's it going, boys?
Hey, Matt.
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Not bad. How are you? Sorry, how are you guys doing today? Hey, do you think they're going to play that last series of calls at your guys' Hall of Fame induction? What? For the Radio Hall of Fame?
Right, they're not playing this one.
All right, hold on.
Can you start over?
No, hold on. Did he say once before he has a stuttering issue or something?
I don't know.
I do.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm not trying to make fun of the guy.
He has a stuttering issue.
All right, I'm going to take a deep breath.
Take a deep freaking breath.
All right. Hey, so I have a recommendation for Bish for his trip next week, all right?
Okay.
So this is the reason I called.
By the way, we've had a stutterer call. We had Blink call. We had Francis.
You know
what?
It's our own whack pack. Yeah. We're building a whack pack on today's show.
Today, we got a wild one, man. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But
go ahead,
the,
Matt.
but I'm the silliest of all of them. So, all right, look. So Fish has to stay away from the edibles on this trip, all right? And I have a recommendation that he try out THC drinks instead. And the reason why is because it's a quicker burn. He isn't going to get into that same issue where he's high for like 5 or 6 hours, all right? The drinks work a lot like beer, and you can put yourself together a little cocktail like ginger ale or like orange soda or something. It's a lot more enjoyable. You can like titrate the dose a lot better. I would recommend that.
What's he recommending?
Why?
A drink.
It's like weed drink.
Why is it more enjoyable than just popping a 5 milligram gummy? I don't get it.
Because you could pop the 5 and you're going to be on for, you don't have as much control over it. I'm saying,
right.
If you like to have a cocktail, right? So you could take these like THC seltzers and you could put together a cocktail and you could have like 3 or 4 of them.
You can control yourself. You can tell how it's going.
But it's only I'm only going to pop a 5 milligram.
Yeah, he can handle it. Okay.
You don't think he can handle 5 mg's?
I think he can, but the drinks kick in faster and they wear off a bit faster. So it's just an option.
I didn't know they had those.
Yeah,
it's the hottest thing right now.
Ooh, it's a big.
They are fire, dude. I have them after.
You have to go to a dispensary or whatever to get them?
I don't know.
You can actually like order them online. But out here, they sell them in, like, the beer stores because it's actually from hemp. And, I mean,
it's kind of like fake.
So
no, it's the real thing. It's the real thing. I mean, you get high. You can get plenty high if you want. Believe me.
We're endorsing getting high.
All right,
thank you.
I am not.
Thank you, bud. Right,
thank you, Matt. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
thank you, Matt.
Yep.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just pop a 5 milligram gummy. I don't know when.
You want me to go back to Francis?
Just say bye to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just to be nice. Okay.
Good sport.
Francis.
Yes?
You are a good sport. We have your information. Stay on hold. Let us ponder this. Okay, and we'll see if we can't come up with something.
Try to set something up for you.
Or if you have an idea, call us back.
Well, that's good to know, because I find very fascinating how at 9:55 in the morning, it's easier to talk about marijuana than it is to say bad words.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a weird way to sign off, but sure.
That is correct.
She didn't like the weed talk, apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
sorry,
I'm okay
Francis.
With marijuana. It's just that my parents also use it. But the fact is that it's more open than this would have been in the 90s.
Oh, you're definitely right. You're right
up, Francis.
That. You're right.
Good
you're right
back in the day.
All right.
Have a good week and weekend.
Have a good weekend, Francis.
And you have a good week.
Right, see you later.
What a day.
We have to recover from this show. B. Mitch and Findlay are coming up next. Still working on a poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made super smooth, love throughout the DMV. We will post it a bit later. But enjoy yourself a Scotty's Vodka cocktail later tonight.
One of our newest sponsors, you know, we obviously love to play golf. We love all the cool golf attire that we've gotten over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But one of our newest sponsors is a company owned by our buddy Rhett Butler. Now, Rhett Butler was in our poker tournaments.
Yes, that's correct.
Like pretty much every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved to Alabama. He started a company called William & Harry. Remember, I've given Cakes a little jab on the William & Harry, how they make good golf shoes.
Yeah, that's
correct. He really didn't know what I was talking about. Well, it's because the name of the company is William & Harry.
That's right.
WilliamandHarry.com. And they send us some golf shoes. Thank you very much, Rhett. Mm-hmm. And this hat. I love it. The golf shoes are made of deer skin with gel inserts, raised arch inside the shoes. They're very comfortable. And again, you can learn more at WilliamandHarry.com, but they are the newest golf sponsor that we have. And they sent us golf shoes and belts and hats.
No, I didn't get a belt. I think you're the only one who got a belt.
Oh, maybe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm bitter about that.
But
it's nice to get a belt.
But thank you very much, Rhett. And we love the colors, love the shoes. They're very comfortable.
I'm very jelly of Rhett Butler's Hendon Mob rankings.
Oh, really? He has some big scores.
Well, he
won
3.2 million in the main event. in the WSOP main event back in the day.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
He did well.
Has he any scores lately?
He's,
I don't know if he plays.
The latest one I see listed here is from 2022.
Okay. Yeah.
The
okay.
big one's from 2006, where he finished fifth for $3.2 million.
Right.
It's pretty good.
All right, we've got just a little time left. Let's see. Let's go to Matt in Minnesota. Matt, what's up, buddy? Matt?
How's it going, boys?
Hey, Matt.
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, buddy. What's how are you?
Not bad. How are you? Sorry, how are you guys doing today? Hey, do you think they're going to play that that last series of calls at your guys' Hall of Fame induction? What? For the Radio Hall of Fame? I
mean, right, they're not on. Playing this one.
All right, hold on.
Can you start over?
No, hold on.
Did he say once before he has a stuttering issue or something?
I don't know.
I do.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm not trying to make fun of the guy.
He got nervous and he has a stuttering issue.
All right, I'm going to take a deep breath.
Take a deep friggin' breath.
All right. Hey, so I have a recommendation for Bish for his trip next week, all right?
Okay.
So this is the reason I called.
By the way, we've had a stutterer call. We had Blink call. We had
you know
Francis.
What? It's our own whack pack. Yeah. We're building a whack pack on today's show.
Today we got a wild one, man. Go ahead.
But I'm the silliest of all of them. So, all right, look. So Bish has to stay away from the edibles on this trip, all right? And I have a recommendation that he try out THC drinks instead. And the reason why is because it's a quicker burn. He isn't going to get into that same issue where he's high for like 5 or 6 hours, all right? The drinks work a lot like beer, and you can put yourself together a little cocktail like ginger ale or like orange soda or something. It's a lot more enjoyable. You can like titrate the dose a lot better. I would recommend that.
What's he recommending?
Why? It's a drink?
It's like weed drink.
Why is it more enjoyable than just popping a 5 milligram gummy? I don't get it.
Because you could pop the 5 and you're going to be on for you don't have as much control over it. I'm saying,
right?
If you like to have a cocktail, right? So you could take these like THC seltzers and you could put together a cocktail and you could have like 3 or 4 of them.
You can control yourself. You can tell how it's going.
But it's only a 5. But I'm only going to pop a 5 milligram.
Yeah, he can handle it.
You don't think he can handle 5 mg's?
I think he can, but the drinks kick in faster and they wear off a bit faster. So it's just an option.
I didn't know they had those. Now. Either.
It's the hottest thing right now.
Ooh, it's a big.
They are fire, dude. I have them. After
you have to go to a dispensary or whatever to get them.
I don't know.
You can actually like order them online, but out here they sell them in like the beer stores because it's actually from hemp, and I mean.
So it's kind of like fake THC.
It's the real thing. It's the real thing. I mean, you get high. You can get plenty high if you want. Believe me.
We're endorsing getting high.
All right,
thank you.
I am not.
Thank you, bud. Right,
thank you, Matt. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
thank you, Matt.
Yep.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just pop a 5 milligram gummy. I don't know when.
You want me to go back to Francis?
Just say bye to her.
Just to be nice. Okay.
Good sport.
Francis.
Yes.
You are a good sport. We have your information. Stay on hold. Let us ponder this, okay? And we'll see if we can't come up with something.
Try to set something up for you.
Or if you have an idea, call us back.
Well, that's good to know because I find it very fascinating how at 9:55 in the morning, it's easier to talk about marijuana than it is to say bad words.
Yeah. Okay, that's a weird way to sign off, but sure.
That is correct.
She didn't like the weed talk, apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
sorry,
I'm okay
Francis.
With marijuana. It's just that my parents also use it, but the fact is that it's more open than this would have been in the 90s.
Oh, you're definitely right.
Lighten
right
up,
about
Francis.
That. Oh, you're right.
Good
you're right
back in the day.
All right.
Have
God
a good week and weekend.
Have a good weekend, Francis.
And you have a good week.
Right, see you later.
What a day.
We have to recover from this show. B. Mitch and Finley are coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.